for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Riley Beveridge is downstairs. The Tiger faithful have manned the barricades. They have done pretty much a lap of honour, high-fiving on the way round. Riley Beveridge, come on in. Happy days in the Tiger change rooms.
Yeah, definitely. Three on the trot now for the Tigers. They looked in a bit of strife after round three when they fell to 1-2 and had a few injury issues, but things are finally starting to look up for the Tigers again this season. They've won three in a row. They look like one of the form teams in the competition. They're starting to get their mojo back. That forward pressure's right back where it should be. So they're a dangerous proposition for teams in the next month or so, I reckon, as they come into the rooms now, led by Jack Riewoldt, who is walking pretty unhampered by that knee injury he suffered in the fourth quarter. So that's more good news for the Tigers.
OK, well, keep an eye on that. They're going to form up in the circle. Riley, you know your number one job there is to find the camera and get the K-Rock banner front and square. Describe to us who goes in the middle.
No one just yet. They're just gathering around now.
Do they have any first game of wins here? Or
I here we go, fellas.
Okay, Riley will let us up the line, and you've done quite well in getting the K-Rock banner up there, which is good news. Well done, Riley, but tell us who we're going to talk to up the line. In between times, Bucky, we might go to you for some Kerr's higher stats, and what I want you to do is find a stat that Melbourne actually led in that wasn't fumbles or
turnovers, lack of run.
Was there anything?
All right, okay, they won the clearances by two and won the contested possessions by nine.
They won the contested possessions.
And won the clearances. But this is where they were smashed in. Inside 50, 71 to 42. Tigers had 37 more possessions and 19 more tackles and 32 more handball receives. Disposal efficiency, Richmond 67%, Melbourne at 60, which is very low. In fact, they're low for both teams, but it was a difficult night.
Can I just say on the contested possessions, that just shows an inside team that has no spread.
Yep. Right.
No spread. Yep. So they're winning all their ball in there. Yep. But once it comes out, Richmond are
but
just
But it was
gone,
nothing
mate.
Clean about those contested
no,
positions.
No.
The handball's under pressure all night.
Yeah.
Individually, Hawley 32, 14 handball receives, 8 rebound 50s, Prestia 30, 29 to Lambert, 28 to Flossstone, 13 marks, 8 of those intercept grabs. Jack Ross, 28 disposals, must be a contention for a NAB Rising Star nomination this week. Higgins, 25. Ellis, 22 and 2 goals. Caddy at 19. 19, and Liam Baker played his best game for the club. He also kicked 2 goals, including an absolute beauty in the last quarter. Edwards, 18. 17 to Martin. Quiet night for Dustin Martin. 2 goals, 1 to Jack Riewoldt. 16 disposals and 6 marks. 3
that,
goals, 2
that
to
was
Jason
a win. Hibbard did well
yeah,
on
he
Martin.
Did. But, I mean, the others step up, don't they, Coza? 3 goals, 2 to Jason Castagna. 11 disposals and 3 marks. For the Ds, 29 to Oliver. Brayshaw, 29. They tried hard, but they weren't effective tonight. Melksham, 25. Was good early. At 10 inside 50s, Jake Melksham. Salem, 24. Did a pretty good job on Rioli. Rioli only had 6 disposals and 2 behind, so that was a win. Viney, 22, but they were mostly ineffective and under pressure. Nathan Jones fell over a lot tonight, but he still picked up 20 disposals. None of them really effective. Stretch, 20. Marty Hall was a real positive for the Ds. He had 19 disposals and 3 marks. Lewis, 19. Gorn tried hard. Nankervis probably broke even those two. Gorn tried in the third quarter, midway through. It looked like he was going to have an influence, but tired. 17 disposals. McDonald, 15 down back. Harms, pretty quiet. 15 disposals. Frost, 14. Had a lot of players down tonight. Wiedemann, just the 4 kicks and 3 marks. Jaden Hunt, did kick a goal early in the game, just 3 disposals. Yeah, so many players down. Tim Smith started well, but I was hardly slighted after halftime. Neil Bullen, just a 10 disposals. Jeffy Garlett, no impact on the scoreboard, just 11 disposals. So Petrarca pretty quiet as well.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.